GraceAndTruthRadio.world proudly presents Life Coaching for Men, improving their relationships with their wives and learning to communicate for a more fulfilling and satisfying marriage. And now, Men Loving Well with Christian counselor, author, and relationship coach, Dr. Jim Slaughter.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Today, I want to talk with you about a problem that's rampant in our society today. This problem is burnout. Here's one person's description of the desperate thoughts and feelings brought on by this enemy of burnout. I opened one eye, shut it, and groaned. Day had dawned, but nothing out there enticed me to get up. Every day started like this. My body felt like a rag, but duty called. I was staring burnout in the face, an ugly, consuming monster that explained my inner turmoil. Happiness was at a low ebb. Uneasiness spread to fear. Sadness sank to sorrow. Anger rose at odd times, and exhaustion was my constant companion. Although I didn't know what was happening, I knew that I was overworking. But as a missionary in Japan, overwork seemed normal. We needed to hang tough in a society where schedules ran by the minute. After all, if I didn't do the work, who would? I was scared. I couldn't handle even small problems anymore. I wanted to quit, lie down, and sleep for a year. Has this ever happened to you or to someone close to you? Are you on the verge of it as you listen to my voice today? Dr. Frank Minnereth, one of the world's leading psychiatrists, lists 12 symptoms, or what he calls danger signals, warning us that we may be approaching burnout. As I read through them, think about which ones may be true of you right now. The first danger signal is exhaustion. Exhaustion. This condition is way beyond being tired. We're all tired, right? But when exhaustion grips us, we feel faint and a sense of hopelessness envelops us. Our mind is muddled. We can't think straight. We may want to die. Job must have felt like this when he describes his condition in Job chapter 3. Notice the cynicism and the sarcasm in it. These are all parts of the symptoms of burnout. He says, why did I not perish at birth and die as I came from the womb? Or why was I not hidden in the ground like a stillborn child, like an infant who never saw the light of day? There the wicked cease from turmoil, and there the exhausted are at rest. So exhaustion is the first on Dr. Minnereth's list of danger signals. Number two, a second danger signal is detachment. Detachment is being aloof and indifferent to the concerns of life. It's when we lose our passion for things. Even the things we were most passionate about at one point, we have no passion for now. Doesn't mean anything to us. Detachment. Number three, cynicism. Thinking negatively, filled with contempt and mistrust, especially of people and relationships. Irritability and impatience are number four. Feeling unappreciated. Number six, change of attitude. This could be withdrawal on one end, where we back away, we put distance between ourselves and other people. Or it could be, on the other end of the spectrum, increased domineering, dominance, anger, control. Change of attitude. Number seven is paranoia. Number eight is lack of concentration. People just can't think clearly when they are facing burnout. Number nine, increased health concerns. Number 10, unfulfilled expectations. Number 11, depression. Number 12, suicidal thoughts or just not wanting to live. I'll go through them again quickly, but think about them in light of your own situation. Exhaustion, detachment, cynicism, irritability and impatience, feeling unappreciated, change of attitude, paranoia, lack of concentration, increased health concerns, unfulfilled expectations, depression, and suicidal thoughts, or just not wanting to live. So which of the 12 danger signals do you have today? Is it time to reevaluate your situation? Are changes necessary in your life? And finally, are you in burnout? Anyone who's experienced burnout knows it's not something he ever wants to experience again, that's for sure. Burnout is commonly described as an exhausted state in which a person loses interest in a particular activity and even in life in general. Burnout is a state of emotional, physical, social, and spiritual exhaustion. It can lead to diminished health, social withdrawal, depression, and a spiritual kind of indifference or malaise. Many times, burnout is the result of an extended period of exertion, just working hard at a particular task, generally with no obvious payoff or end in sight, or the carrying of too many burdens, such as borne by those in the helping professions or those in positions of authority. Burnout can be common among those in high-stress jobs who feel forced to please an earthly master in order to maintain their job and continue to provide for their families. The god of money reigns in Western culture, and his demands often lead to burnout. Christians are not immune to the demands of economic realities or to experiencing fear of failing to meet those demands. Unfortunately, burnout can also be common among those in vocational Christian ministry and those highly involved in their churches. In these cases, people sometimes feel compelled to serve the god of productivity and works. Burnout can happen anywhere. It is the result of overwhelming demands or responsibilities, either placed on us by others or by ourselves, that we simply cannot bear. King Solomon may have been facing the symptoms of burnout when he revealed these frustrations in Ecclesiastes 2:17. This is kind of shocking, but he writes, "I hated life because the work that was done under the sun was grievous to me. All of it is meaningless, a chasing after the wind." Burnout is often the result of self-reliance. The self-reliant take on themselves the role of Savior rather than trusting God to accomplish His own will. They begin to see every need as their call, rather than asking God's wisdom and direction. This can play out in a ministry setting when a pastor attempts to do the work of the entire body of Christ, in a business setting when someone forces a certain plan or project, or in a family setting when a parent takes responsibility for the success and happiness of a child. Another cause of burnout is lack of self-care. Those who don't take care of themselves fail to understand how much God values them. They fail to accept His rest and His love for them, instead martyring themselves on the altar of pleasing others. They may sacrifice sleep, nourish their bodies poorly, overextend their schedules, or neglect their needs in other ways. Whether it's a lack of self-care or an insistence on self-reliance, burnout stems from a lack of understanding of the character of God, of His grace, of His expectations for our lives, that He wants the best for us. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who weary and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew 11:28-30. Now don't get me wrong, work is part of the human calling and God's plan for our lives, no doubt about that. From the beginning, God gave mankind a work component for His life, not to force us to labor under heavy burdens, but to give us opportunity for contribution and creative expression. God blessed the man and the woman and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Genesis 1:28. And then, the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to take care of it. Genesis 2:15. Work contributes a sense of meaning and purpose to our lives, doesn't it? God calls us to be sacrificial at times, giving beyond ourselves, but nowhere does God's word make our personal identity or acceptability dependent on our work. And nowhere does God command or condone even working so long and hard that we become burned out. When we're listening to Him and led by Him, He energizes our work, making it useful and productive, and we enjoy it in the process. Maybe one reason the Lord declared a day of Sabbath rest for Israel was due to our tendency to work too hard and to work too long. A day to rest counteracts this tendency and helps us maintain a soundness of body, mind, and spirit. Without rest, we become weak and sick. Jesus' earthly life was a busy life, but He knew the value of rest and its importance for overall well-being. During an especially demanding time of ministry, the Lord said to His disciples, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." Mark 6:31. Wise advice. What happens to us that we become so vulnerable to burnout and its damaging effects? In a sense, it's voices that cause burnout. Voices from childhood, voices from colleagues, voices of reality, and even chemical voices all contribute to produce burnout. Inner voices or drives from childhood always seem to demand more and more in productivity and performance. The drive to control, the drive to be perfect, the drive to make everyone happy. These personality tendencies drive us relentlessly to be better, be better, be better. Run faster, run faster, run faster. It's possible to reach the point where we just can't be any better or run any faster. When we keep on trying, we end up like a runner who stumbles and collapses before reaching the finish line. No matter how hard we tried, it just wasn't enough. Sometimes it's the voices of colleagues who demand too much from us. Some bosses or managers still fail to understand that an employee's performance declines over time when demands, pressures, or threats are used to force excessive performance. Those voices are frightening and counterproductive. They can lead to burnout. Voices of reality can produce burnout. Now, this happens when we're brought to our knees by circumstances that threaten our safety or quality of life. Financial problems, trouble in your marriage, or a challenging work environment are all examples of voices of reality. Finally, with ongoing stress, there can be an alteration in brain chemicals. Then they too become voices of burnout, producing feelings of shame, guilt, gloom, and failure. All these voices are unfair. They're inappropriate and inaccurate. To recover, we must challenge them and correct them. Moses is a good example of mid-course correction. Moses would have burned out, but for the wise counsel of his father-in-law, Jethro. Stories found in Exodus 18:14-23. Moses thought he was doing the will of God by sitting as judge and hearing the people's cases. However, Jethro rightly recognized that this was not a job for one man to handle alone. Eventually, Moses would burn out, and the people would be left unsatisfied. To avoid burnout, Moses had to accept that not every need was meant to be filled by him. God charged Moses with leadership, not with performing every duty. Jethro advised Moses to delegate the task of judging the nation to trustworthy men. That way, the people were provided justice. Others had an opportunity to participate in God's plan, and Moses' need for personal care was met. The apostles in the early church also wisely delegated some tasks in Acts 6:1-6, when they appointed deacons to help bear the burden of the ministry to the church. Jesus provides a rest for our souls and boundaries for our schedules. He also gives us a community to carry out the work He has prepared for us. The body of Christ is meant to function as a whole, each member helping carry the other's burdens and all resting in Christ. Galatians 2, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. The author of Hebrews wrote, "And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Hebrews 12, 1-3. To persevere, to continue in our calling without burning out, we must remain focused on Jesus. Or to use another metaphor, we must stay connected to the vine, John 15. This is good biblical and psychological advice. In some studies, avoiding burnout has been linked with spiritual well-being. The better we feel spiritually, the less likely we are to experience burnout. When we're in vibrant relationship with God and receiving our fill from Him, we're less likely to push the boundaries God has set for us or to work ourselves beyond what He would ask. We're more apt to recognize what God is calling us to do and what He is not calling us to do. God equips us for what He calls us to. Hebrews 13:20 and 21. When God continually fills our spirit, it's impossible to dry up and burn out. But what does relying on Jesus look like practically? And this is so important, it's so significant at this point, because it's okay, it's great to talk about biblical insight and spirituality and being close to Christ. But in some ways, it's important to look at what the practical outcome will be for us when we do this. What will our lives look like? What does relying on Jesus look like practically? It'll be different for each person, of course. For some, it'll mean examining their own hearts and removing the idols of self-reliance. For others, it'll be challenging their trust in God by learning to say no. For some, it will mean consulting with God before saying yes. For others, it will mean being more intentional about self-care. Now, we got to know, self-care implies not only caring for one's body as the temple of the Holy Spirit by getting proper exercise and sleep and nutrition. Those things are all crucial, no doubt about that. It also means, though, taking time to laugh, to engage in hobbies, to be with friends, to be alone, to go for a hike, to soak in a tub, to read a book, to journal. In essence, to actually enjoy those things that God has made to be life-giving to you. Take steps to rely on Jesus. They may have very real consequences, though. Often when we first begin to set boundaries, such as those required in order to avoid burnout, some of those around us don't respond very well. When a person is used to your continual yes, he may not know how to handle a no. Employers, families, and fellow church members may not understand what you're doing. You may even suffer the loss of a friendship. But you may also find yourself engaging in even richer relationships and truly enjoying the activities of life. You know, when we're following God, we can trust that He's faithful to provide for our needs. Matthew 6:33. God has designed us, and He knows what's best for us. When we rely on Him, we can trust Him to make our path straight, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It takes wisdom, it takes discernment, it takes faith to live within God's parameters, but it's there that we find true life. We recover from burnout by entering God's rest. We avoid burnout the next time by staying in tune with God's specific direction for our lives. That means that we consult Him about our schedules, about everything. We ask Him, should I do this? Should I not do this? Pray, Lord, I have this opportunity. Lord, someone asked me to do this or to do that. Lord, I have this new idea. Lord, give me insight into what you want me to do. Is this opportunity right for me, or will it be too much? God has a way of revealing His will for us when we ask and trust Him. We take time to care for ourselves, and we learn to depend on His strength to carry out our duties. Our identity is not drawn from the tasks we accomplish, but from our relationship with Christ. We do the work He calls us to do, and we do it with all our hearts, but we don't go beyond the limits He has set. We accept help from others because God has called us to community. We accept His rest because it's the gracious gift of a loving and wise Father. God's more interested in our relationship with Him than he is in our work. There's nothing spiritual about burning out for Jesus. In preparing this program today, man, I became aware of some danger signals in my own life, urging me to consider some changes. How about you? Do you need some rest or a vacation? Do you need some sleep or better food? Do you need to share or vent with a friend or with God? Do you need some encouraging scripture passages to read and reflect on daily or to commit to memory? Do you need to change your work situation? Maybe you need a new job. Do you need to eliminate something you're tolerating that causes stress? Do you need a friend to stand beside you and help? Do you need to do something for fun as a part of your weekly routine? Let me leave you with a passage of scripture that is the most satisfying picture of rest that I know of. It's Psalm 23. You know it, you've read it before, but it soothes my soul. This is a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's our show for today. Go and be a really good husband and love well.
Thank you again for joining us. Men Loving Well airs live every Thursday at 10:30 a.m. Central Time on graceandtruthradio.world. If you would like to contact or coach with Dr. Jim Slaughter, reach out to him on facebook.com/livingwellshow. Email him at jslaughterphd@yahoo.com or contact him at his clinic, Life Solutions, 817-232-1363. We look forward to seeing you again next week here on Men Loving Well.
Life Solutions Coaching and Counseling in Fort Worth, Texas is a full-service wellness clinic providing individual, group, and family counseling, one-on-one coaching for life and wellness, and naturopathic treatments of medical massage therapy combined with essential oils to ensure you reach your health and wellness goals. Sessions are available in person or by phone. Get started on your new life today. Just call 817-232-1363 or go to LifeSolutionsCoachingAndCounseling.com or email them at LifeSolutionsCC@yahoo.com.